This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good day to you. It's 7 after the hour. You're listening to the DJV Connection or Experience. Three people who are very friendly. They have very unique perspectives on things. And so Doug Steffen is happy to bring you Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. This is a program that's produced in the morning, although there are folks that listen to this all around the day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can find the program at TuneIn Radio and other places. All you have to really do is go to djvshow.com and find it there, the daily, and then there's the weekly podcast at djvshow.com of the thing, some of the best of the on-air moments and some of the best off-air moments. And maybe some things that, oh, did they really say that? So, in the circumstance, and the reason I bring this up now is because I was studying on the plane coming back to the East Coast last night, the best time of the day, this business about the brain and having my brain tuned up as an example to hopefully have you keep in mind the health of your brain along with the health of your body, because they are both things that are coefficients. Without a healthy brain, a healthy mind, you will not have a healthy body, and probably vice versa. So the studies that I have been exposed to as I pay attention to my brain, one of the things that came out in my conversation with Dr. Grover last week was the best time of the day for your brain to do various things. For example, the best time for you to learn, the time when your brain is primed to take in new information, is between, for most people who live a normal day, that sleep in the night and are awake during the day. So when you acquire more information, or the best time to acquire more information, is from 10 in the morning till 2 in the afternoon, and from 4 until 10 in the evening. This time of day is not a great time of day. Surprise, surprise! To acquire new information. We have to put our brain into that mode because we're expected to have that function. But the very best time is midday and then later in the afternoon. For those of you who want to be at your best at your job, there it is. By the way, he gave me a copy of a new book called The Power of When. You've heard me talk about The Power of Now from the writer and philosopher Thule. You've heard me talk about that, right? You all know about that book, The Power of Now, and that philosophy. So this is called The Power of When, and it is it's a way for you to make sure that you get the best out of your brain. For example, another tip in here, the best time of the day to brainstorm with your colleagues, i.e., when we have our message, or when we have our meetings and we message sort of one another, I wanted to know if we were doing the right thing, because we normally have them about noontime Eastern time. The best time to brainstorm is when you're slightly tired and easily distracted. That way, you're most likely to have innovative ideas. I found that to be fascinating. Your brain.
That's my current.
Is it?
That's always my.
I know.
Slightly tired and distracted. Perfect.
Yeah. Right. Best time to make critical decisions. You save the big ones for 1 to 3 hours after you have awakened. By then you have shaken off the inertia that comes from your brain being on hold through the night. That makes sense? Make critical decisions not as you wake up and not as you go to sleep, but as you have your brain in its best place, usually 1 to 3 hours after you wake up.
I wonder if that's why they always say if you're going to have surgery that that's the best time to do it, like first thing in the morning, because between 1 and 3 hours a week.
Yeah, I always just assumed because you have to fast, and so it's good to do it in the morning. That way you don't have to go that long without eating. That's my mentality.
That's a thought. And here's something that I found very interesting from the book, The Power of When. the best time to sell somebody something is on Friday afternoon, because most people are in a better mood knowing that they do not have to work for a couple of days, and it's an easy time for you to ask them for money.
That's funny.
Isn't that interesting?
Wow.
That is very... Yeah. All right. So I pass those tips along from the FYI department here in the DJV program. In a moment, well, I don't know. I have people in the news, but I'm going to separate this out because I think it is a focus that I don't want to have occupy a lot of our time. But I want it to be an awareness. As I got home last night, looked at some of the local news, I saw the story of a girl who died yesterday from the flu. She was a first grader, first confirmed death here in Massachusetts of a child dying from the flu. But there is a lot. The flu is serious this year. I don't know that I can tell you any more about it than the fact that it's serious. What you do is up to you. Some people are getting flu shots. Some people are enhancing their immune system. Whatever it is that you're doing, at least don't do nothing. I don't want to make this a double negative. Don't do nothing. Do something in order to keep the flu season very different. I think every year, though, we always have these silly people at the CDC who create a flu vaccine the year before the flu happens, and they don't know what the flu virus, which virus it's going to be. But they still make something because it takes so long, and this is a function of government.
They're already working on next year's.
They don't know what it's going to be. They're working on something, but they haven't the slightest idea what it's going to be. So, it's the same old story about, we have to keep the machine going because we have all these people and we've got this money, so we better spend it and create a flu vaccine, even if it's no good. Anyway, that wasn't the point of my focus here. What is my focus is that yesterday, when I was talking, I think it was Kara, was it Jack that said when we were talking about health, Jack Stockwell, one of our in-house doctors, that there was some concern about this being a lead-in. Next year it'll be worse. The year after that it'll be worse because there are these bugs, these viruses that are around that aren't being killed in the usual way. And this is what led to the flu epidemic that killed 600,000 Americans in 1918. Was I imagining that, or was that part of the conversation? Do you remember?
I would not be surprised if it was part of the conversation. I don't distinctly remember it, but I think we're all screwed if that's the case.
Well, I don't know about being screwed, but it does bring us around. I feel badly about this because, it's one thing for an older person. I also heard my sister's husband's mother died yesterday at the age of 93 or 94, and she'd had a bit of dementia over the last year or so, but she caught the flu. That led to pneumonia, and that was the end of her. And so both ends of the spectrum. Not unlikely or unusual for somebody that age who has the problems that she had to come down with the flu and then die from it, because the immune system is pretty well cooked anyway, but a youngster in the first grade, most of the time, by the time you're getting ready to go to school, I've noticed this in my grandson, he, for the first 3-4 months, he started going one day a week to a preschool thing that's run by the folks at UCLA where my daughter and her husband work. They have a preschool, and the kids are all in the same environment. It's like an incubator. And when I was getting sick, remember when I would keep it, I couldn't get rid of it. It would come, and then I'd shake it because I'd work on my immune system, and then it would come back. I never really got rid of it. And it was because whenever I hug Miles, that green snot in his nose has got to come into play here. And that's what all these kids have. It's an incubator for this kind of stuff. But now that they've been around each other for all these months, the kids are now immune. Right. They are. They built up an immunity to each other and to whatever germs are floating around. And I don't feel like in the last month or so I've had much of it at all. But, boy, for a couple of months, it was coming and going and coming and going. So I guess that the point I'm trying to make here is that a lot of people are getting sick because of what they're exposed to and around whom they are. And there was a teacher who died of flu complications and a nurse who died of flu complications here in Massachusetts in the last week or so. And it's all because of these people. Listen, look at the teachers. They're exposed to all that stuff, right? And nurses, who's more exposed than that? So I don't know what to tell you other than maybe I'll use this as an opportunity to have you think about bolstering your immune system. That wasn't why I told you the story, but it's always a good opportunity to remind you of the benefits of the folks at Balance of Nature's the ripened fruits and vegetables that are put together in these capsules. Balance of Nature has the nutrients of 11 servings of fruit and 9 servings of vegetables. And there are all these different fruits and vegetables that have been powdered and put into capsules. And the formula is really amazing because according to the scientific measuring of the impact of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies, your immune system, if you stay with this program for a month, will be boosted by 700%. And that is important at this time. It's important all the time, but very important this time of year. So check out their testimonials at balanceofnature.com. I get a kick out of reading some. I don't know if it's a kick. Here's one from a lady named Adeline who said, I'm taking it faithfully. I love the product. She lives up in Cobleskill near our station there, WSDE. My cholesterol came down. Interestingly enough, that wasn't really one of the things that this is supposed to do, but she's happy about it. I feel good. Balanceofnature.com, promo code DJV.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic sildenafil to your door. For information on sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310.
Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles and my knees especially, are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you.
As a small business owner, you're juggling it all, including customers' calls from your personal phone. But with Grasshopper, you get a business phone number and a business phone system from our mobile app so you can work smarter, not harder. Grasshopper forwards calls, texts, even transcribes voicemails. Everything you need to simplify your business and stay responsive. With Grasshopper, there's no long-term contracts and customer support is 24/7. Whether you're starting or growing your business, Grasshopper is the answer. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio.
I'm Dr. Seth Baum, and this is A Healthier You. We have a major problem in our healthcare system. Doctors like myself face increasing restrictions on our ability to deliver the best healthcare. Say your doctor prescribed the best medicine for your condition. Will you get it? Possibly not. And you and your doctor will have to go through hoops to gain access to that medicine. Even then, the insurer may deny you the drug, relying on economic studies that say the drug isn't worth the cost. But the best judge of which medicine you should get is your doctor, and these decisions should be made between the doctor and the patient, not by bureaucrats focused on cost. Insurance should be there to take the worry out of healthcare, not to create worries by second-guessing doctors and blocking patients from getting the best medications. For more details, go to Facebook/Better Healthcare Policy.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Top 23 after the hour, the DJV show, Jen Jen, Victoria, Kara, a focus on not any, well, I guess this is connected to the Tonight Show because Marty Allen appeared a lot. Johnny Carson used to, he would just break up, he'd fall off his chair when Marty Allen, a very well-known comedian from the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, he was on daytime TV, those game shows a lot. His hair was all, for those of you who may not be able to quite place him, if you Google him, you'll see that sort of wiry, big, almost afro hairdo that he had that he was well known for. And his eye focus was also a very telling reality about his identity. He was in a comic duo, Allen and Rossi. Anyway, the point of the story is he died at the age of 95. Had pneumonia, and his wife was with him at the time. Career began in the 50s. He worked as the opening act for a lot of singers like Sarah Vaughan, Edie Gourmet, Nat King Cole. Then he, with this guy Steve Rossi, they were around for a long time. They were on Ed Sullivan 44 times, including the episode which also saw the Beatles on TV for the first time on the Ed Sullivan Show. They then broke up in the 60s, and they did they got back together in Las Vegas for shows. But he was a character, man. He had some serious roles. He was in the Big Valley for a while. He was on Hollywood Squares, though a lot of people remember him from that. So the passing of Marty Allen. We mark at 25 past the hour. Somebody else who's gone but not forgotten, Johnny Cash in the music news here. There's a lot of... When people are interested in the career of somebody that contributes so much like Johnny Cash, there are always things being discovered. And so lately, a number of lyric sheets, letters, poems from Johnny Cash have been found, and they're going to come to life in April on the album Johnny Cash Forever Words. This is a collection that transforms phrases left behind by Johnny Cash, also known as the Man in Black, into songs. Chris Cornell took some of his words and put them into music. Elvis Costello did. Roseanne Cash did. Kris Kristofferson did, Willie Nelson did, Brad Paisley did. This is a 16-track album compiled using what the album's co-producer, John Carter Cash, said was a monstrous amassment of material left by Johnny and June Carter after they died. Handwritten letters, documents, poems penned by Johnny over the course of his life, shaped into songs by John Carter Cash. A lot of them were love, appropriate for today, love messages between him and his wife. He really did. They had a great sort of love story. Other contributors to this album, let's see, Jewel is a contributor, the Jayhawk. Yep, T-Bone Burnett. John Mellencamp. John Carter Cash said, quote, determining the artist for each of these songs was a matter of the heart. I picked the artists who are most connected with my father, had a personal story that was connected with him. Became an exciting endeavor to go through the works, put them together, and present them to different people who could finish them in a way that I believe Dad would have wanted. So this is going... Yeah, I think it is. Yeah. It's, let's see, there's 16 tunes in this thing. It's going to come out as a CD in vinyl, and also you can download it digitally. And I think it's out, what do we say, April 6th, right? Johnny Cash, Forever Words. So those of you who are fans, I'd like to add this, I think, myself. There's something about him and that guitar, man, that really set a tone that was so different and so cool. Very cool. 28 after the hour, DJ V Show. I go.
In today's automotive news, the safe and go anywhere all-wheel drive company Subaru is celebrating 50 years in America with 9 years of consecutive sales growth. To make this anniversary special, Subaru is donating 50 Outback vehicles to Meals on Wheels America. At the Chicago International Auto Show, they are showing off the 50th anniversary editions of each vehicle in the lineup with a high level of trim, heritage blue color badging, and exterior and interior accents. Limited editions of 1,050 will be rolling out to special customers this year. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge. Welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Is negative content on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, negative articles? Happens a lot. It's not fair, not right. You know what you can do? You go to ReputationDefender.com, help you protect your good name. Free consultation at ReputationDefender.com or by calling 855-432-4886. Call right now. Get a free expert reputation analysis. Easy to kill the unfair attacks with their system. Analysis is free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Get rid of the bad stuff and focus on the good stuff so your reputation, your business, your home will be on the right footing. Call now 855-432-4881 or talk to an analyst at reputationdefender.com/Doug.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thoughts in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening, all around the clock. It's the DJV Show with me, Doug Steffen. I present to you Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. People in the news today, Julian Assange. British judge has ruled that the arrest warrant for Mr. Assange ought to be upheld. So what does that mean? It means that Julian Assange from WikiLeaks will continue to risk being detained if he leaves the Ecuadorian embassy in London. He's been there for 5 years in that building to avoid arrest. And so he's failed again to try to get his freedom. Swedish prosecutors dropped an investigation into the sexual assault allegations against him last year, I think it was. But the arrest warrant for violating bail conditions is still outstanding. So, think about that. He's no longer going to be charged, but because he was under charge and he avoided arrest by going into the Ecuadorian embassy. Sort of reminds me of the story we hear from time to time about people who are brought up on charges in our country, various things, the feds are after you. It's kind of like Mueller going after some of these people that were part of the so-called Trump conspiracy, and he can't get them for what they originally got him for, but then they find out something else that they would never have found had they not asked him. various questions the parties involved, so they then charge him with something else. So this is kind of a, what do we call it, a catch-22, right? Doesn't that sound like it's kind of a catch-22? Yep. All right, here's Dan Coats. How many people know who Dan Coats is?
I do.
Okay, you want to tell us the story about he was the former head of the National Intelligence Agency, right? And he's in the focus because of the continuing, speaking of Mueller, ongoing inquiry into the Russian meddling in our election.
No, he's not the former. He is the director of National
Intelligence. Well, I guess, yes, he is. A former congressman, that's what I meant to say. He's a former congressman from Indiana, I think, isn't he?
That I don't know, but I do know that Dan Coats and Mike Pompeo, who's the head of the CIA, Christopher Wray, who's the head of the FBI, and Admiral Mike Rogers all went in front of Congress yesterday. They all were sitting in front of the Senate Intelligence Committee to talk about worldwide threats. This is one of those hearings they do, I think, a couple of times a year, and they get asked questions by the Senate panelists about what kind of threats are out there, what we need to be doing, what we could be doing better, where we're succeeding, where we're failing. Sadly, a lot of these things, they become political, and so you have Democrats and Republicans, depending on who's in favor, asking questions that have much less to do about our worldwide threats and more about certain things being handled. Like yesterday's panel seemed to be, or testimony seemed to center on the handling of the White House aide Rob Porter, as opposed to China and Russia and some of these other countries that have really bad ambitions
right? It's like we're destroying ourselves from within.
I think the quote that got the most attention is that Dan Coats went out and said that we are under attack. He said we are a country under attack. He said he expects Russia to continue to use propaganda, social media, and false flag personas, along with sympathetic spokespersons, to influence election and build influence. Mm-hmm. They said they're already fast at work in the 2018 elections. They expect to see them again in 2020. This shouldn't be a shock to anybody. We know that Russia bought Facebook ads. They tried to influence people on social media one way or another. And, of course, they love the fact that we're in political chaos after the 2016 election. So, of course, they're going to do more of this. And the United States has been doing this for a while. I hate to lift the veil up of it. But we've been doing the same types of things in other countries. So, again, the most dangerous threats right now, according to Dan Coats, are Russia and China, who will use cyber and information warfare to challenge U.S. influence around the world.
Mm. It's a sticky wicket, man. Go down that road. Oof. All right, Benjamin Netanyahu, another name in the news. He's the Prime Minister of Israel. Police say that there is enough evidence to indict him on criminal charges of corruption, according to the report that was published in the Israeli newspapers. The authorities have found evidence of him accepting bribes, breach of trust, fraudulent practices. They did not recommend that charges be brought against him. The police didn't. That decision will rest with the Israeli Attorney General. The cases involve allegations there are a bunch of them, actually. He is suspected of having gotten gifts from businessmen, especially people here in America. But is the worst they can find that he got cigars? Hello?
Well,
he's a tough guy.
He's saying that these allegations are baseless. He said that he was certain that truth was going to be revealed. He confirmed that his government's stable. And he said even though there's criticism from some key members inside his coalition, that things will work out. A police statement said there was enough evidence to indict him on bribery, fraud, and breach of trust in two different cases. But we don't have a lot of details about what's inside each of these possible indictments. I guess he's really, he's very close and closely aligned with the Attorney General's office. So that could take a while for them to decide if he'll even face these charges.
He is one tough customer. Having sat across from him in a room for about 40 minutes interviewing him a number of years ago, he's someone to be reckoned with. And when you talk to him, you think, because he went to Princeton, he speaks English as well as anybody in America does, and comes across as an American when he's in America. I find that very interesting. He's loved and hated the same as other controversies. Anytime you're a tough cookie in politics, you will be loved and you will be hated. I just think that's the way it works.
Well, I don't. I think he goes beyond tough cookie. He to me, he's just a bully. And so there's. I don't know the way of saying it, but. Well, no. Well,
is he
no,
a bully like Kim Jong-un is? Is he that kind of bully?
I don't know if he shot anyone with a rocket, but...
Well, the toughness that you get from Netanyahu is because the Jews have been bullied for such a long time. I think he's,
he's
definitely a tough advocate for his people, but I don't fault him for that usually.
No, I think if you lived over there, I've been there five times. If you lived over there, you lived the way they do, always on edge. That's one of the fascinations. I've been there more than I've been to any other country except England. And I find it a fascinating place because of the way the people live their lives under the threat of a missile or somebody attacking them, the Palestinians, Hamas, whatever it is. It isn't actually the Palestinians. It's Hamas. And people get these two confused. And I just added to that because sometimes people think they're one and the same and they are not. Hamas is a Palestinian organization that's a terrorist group. But all Palestinians do not belong, nor do they subscribe to what Hamas is all about.
Right.
So
and we are the biggest funders of Hamas on the planet. Isn't that exciting?
Yeah. We do a nice job with that. Mm-hmm. We have so many stupid
because of that Iran
we
deal, we fund Hamas more than any other group.
Yep. Kim Jong-un, speaking of him, welcomed his sister home from the Olympics, praising South Korea for their impressive, sincere hosting of the Games. His sister led a delegation, remember? And soon after she got there, a lot of people got sick. Just a coincidence. But the leader of South Korea seemed to be interested in having conversation with Kim Jong-un. At least, if you listen to Kim Jong-un, that's what... Oh, he's a warm friend. I think that was the translation. Anyway. David Shulkin, another name in the news. Department of Veterans Affairs investigators... claiming that the Secretary of Veterans Affairs, Mr. Shulkin, improperly accepted Wimbledon tickets and used taxpayer money to pay his wife's airfare during a trip to Europe last summer. Is this the most serious thing, or is this something that's important, or is this systematic,
is
this?
But to me, I find this offensive because we're dealing with veterans, and we are always talking about our veterans don't get a fair shake as it is. And when this guy is spending veteran money to go on vacation, basically, and bring his wife along so they can go sightseeing, I do take offense to that.
I don't blame you. I do, too. Mm-hmm. I'm so sick. I was on the plane yesterday with a fellow that works for one of the big defense contractors. And he was very, very, very upfront with me about he knew what I did for a living. We talked about that. And then we talked about the waste, my favorite subject, waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse. And the contract, he's a contract negotiator for the second largest corporation in our country that has military contracts. And he talked about, obviously, he knew I didn't have a... I mean, he was very upfront about the process and how corrupted it is by the politicians who are on these committees, and most of them represent states where there are huge contracting facilities, manufacturing facilities, whatever, bases for the military, and they influence the amount of money that's spent, and it isn't to the positive. He said, we waste so much money there. He said, he's on his way to buy used planes, smaller planes that they can use to convert he couldn't tell me what it was, the defense, there's a use for them. But he said they have way too many of them. They may need 70 and they have like 700 of them, that kind of stuff. He said the same thing about all of the drones and other things. They just all, everybody drools when these military contracts come up because they all want to get a piece of the pie.
They also
it's
were fun, the importance of giving the military a budget is so that they can actually create line items to use it. I remember my mom on a very small scale would tell me with the school system as a teacher, if there was a line item for 12 kickballs, she had to buy 12 kickballs even though she was an English teacher and needed a set of books. And the books were falling apart, but she had 12 kickballs sitting in her closet. So this is just true.
Spend
when things
the money.
Get big and it's budgeting. David Shulkin, I agree. I think when you have a president, you have President Trump, who ran on draining the swamp. This is why we saw Tom Price at Health and Human Services get kicked out for using taxpayer money to take private air travel to his events. David Shulkin's going to have a lot of answering to do, but Shulkin is... part of the swamp. Keep in mind, this is the only guy who worked for the Obama administration that was carried over to the Trump administration. So obviously, he knows how to have political, I guess, longevity would probably be the best word.
Mm-hmm. Right. Knows how to play duck and cover.
Yeah.
As well as anybody. MyPillow.com is bringing back their best offer ever. Buy one MyPillow and get one free. If you're struggling to get a good night's rest, if you toss around all night long, find yourself with a MyPillow, and the stuffing and the piling in your pillow will go away because MyPillow stays cool and in place. You adjust it when you go to sleep, and it stays there all night long, giving your head and your neck full support. It's like no other pillow. You fall asleep better, you stay asleep longer, wake up refreshed. There's a 60-day money-back satisfaction guarantee with MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, and pay for one MyPillow, a premium pillow, and get a free premium pillow with the deal. So you buy one at the regular price, get one free, two for the price of one, and enjoy that 60-day money-back guarantee. Go right now to MyPillow.com and use the promo code DJV. Question time. Are you hiring? You know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job to one place isn't enough to find the best candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the job sites, and now you can do it. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 500 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now, you can post your job on ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. One more time. To post free your jobs, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I feel like I'm on top of the world.
Disclaimer, you will not be transported to the top of the world. In the unlikely event you find yourself in the Arctic Circle, seek shelter from the elements immediately to avoid frostbite and or hypothermia. Geico will not be responsible if you find yourself in a cave or crevasse with a lonely, abominable snowman, who in all likelihood will force you to play games including but not limited to Go Fish, Charades, Chinese Checkers, or his personal favorite, Red Rover, send Yeti on over. Geico is not liable for any damages, either physical or emotional.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
As a small business owner, you're juggling it all, including customers' calls from your personal phone. But with Grasshopper, you get a business phone number and a business phone system from our mobile app so you can work smarter, not harder. Grasshopper forwards calls, texts, even transcribes voicemails. Everything you need to simplify your business and stay responsive. With Grasshopper, there's no long-term contracts and customer support is 24/7. Whether you're starting or growing your business, Grasshopper is the answer. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Now 53 after the hour on the DJV show with our friend, everybody's friend, every pet in the world loves Warren Eckstein, and he loves them. It goes both ways. Warren is the host of the Pet Show, has had credibility for decades as a trainer, not of dogs, but of people, because that's really what you need. You got to train the people who have the dogs to handle them well, because a dog will be exactly what he or she grows up around. Thus, the interest in Dallas, where they're experimenting with pit bulls as police dogs. I wonder what you think of that, because pit bulls have a bad and an unfair image in the mind of many people. They are outlawed in certain residences, you know, this kind of stuff, and it's only because of the way they've been trained. So what do you think of pit bulls as police dogs, Warren?
I think from a promotional standpoint and a press standpoint, it's a great idea, except it's pretty difficult to get a pit bull to be aggressive towards a person unless it's been abused or beaten. So great dog. You know, I had the Buster Brown dog for many years, Ty, which was an Amstaff Terrier.
Right.
I think it's a great idea for their image. Anything that improves their image is really, really good. However, it kind of scares me a little bit. If we start seeing them with the police departments as police dogs, does that mean more people that are not police officers are going to want to get them again? Anytime a dog breed becomes popular, even more popular, they seem to be more around. So I got mixed emotions, but I think it's a good idea from a promotional standpoint to let people know that they're not bad dogs, that pit bulls are super dogs.
Well, what the other unique part of this, Warren, is that these people in Dallas who are on the police force are using dogs that are in shelters, and they train them free. And sometimes, you know what it costs for the police to train a dog, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 sometimes.
Most
to do it
dogs,
right, but
yeah, most of the dogs that the police use now are coming from Eastern Europe, you know, Czechoslovakia, and they bring them into kennels here and they train. So you're right, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 is not unusual. So if we can take dogs, which I've done for years, many of the guard dogs I've trained over the years were taken from shelters and rescues, and you don't have to do much training because once you save them, they want to protect you anyway. So it's kind of an interesting concept. But yeah, any dog that comes out of a shelter, whether it goes to work for a police department or challenges with certain people, I think it's a great idea.
Yeah. All right. In a moment, we're going to talk about pets traveling and what the latest is in developments about the whole program, this curing of stress, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, guide dogs, guard dogs, service dogs. That's coming right up here right after this.
Hi, I'm Chris, co-founder of Nora Coffee, a delicious, nutritionally enhanced coffee that can improve your focus and attention. It's been featured in Entrepreneur Magazine and Chef Robert Irvine Magazine called it the next big thing. Nora Coffee was developed by nutrition PhD Dr. Mike Roussel to not only taste amazing, but also support your brain health. I am so confident that you'll love Nora Coffee that if you don't like it, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll even buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee. Every cup of Nora Coffee is enhanced with all-natural antioxidants that support your body's ability to grow and repair neurons. These antioxidants were tested in 2 human clinical trials to prove that they work. Basically, it's an amazing brain health supplement infused into delicious artisan coffee with a daily cost less than you're currently paying. And again, if you're not happy, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll also buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee, truly risk-free. Start drinking Nora Coffee to support your brain health now at riskfreebraincoffee.com. That's riskfreebraincoffee.com. Riskfreebraincoffee.com. Riskfreebraincoffee.com.
Jim, would you sponsor my son in the fun run?
Sure. Here's a dollar.
Jim, I know a senior manager with your experience makes between $100,000 and $132,000.
Oh, there's $5,000.
Thanks. Hey, Sue, the director with a median salary of $95,000. Got a sec?
How we find jobs has changed. On Indeed.com, our company reviews give you the inside track on thousands of companies. You can research salaries, benefits, company cultures, and more. Search for greatness. Search Indeed, the world's number one job site. Indeed is the world's number one job site according to ComScore total visits.
All right, so Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show is here. What about the dog show? There's a dog show coming up this weekend, isn't there, for dogs that are survivors or dogs that are adopted rather than in comparison to the Westminster and some of these other highfalutin shows?
Yeah, it's the Great American Dog Show. I just spoke to the guy not too long ago. It's an incredible idea because what's going to happen is people can now see that a lot of the dogs behind shelters and rescue dogs make wonderful, wonderful pets, even older dogs, dogs with physical challenges. I wrote the foreword for a book recently called Dogs with Disabilities, which was an amazing book talking about how dogs in wheelchairs or cats in wheelchairs can live a normal life. So I think it's a great idea because it's getting a lot of information out there. You know, I used to broadcast from Westminster. It's one of the oldest, other than Kentucky Derby, I believe, is the oldest continuing sports event in the United States. And the thing about it that I'm not a big fan about is that I believe that a lot of dogs would prefer, you know, to sleep at home on their bed and watch TV than be brushed and combed and put in Madison Square Garden.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a big fan of judging something just on beauty. You know, I'm a big fan of judging it on emotional and how it feels, not just on beauty. So that kind of bothers me a little bit.
Would you make a dog your Valentine?
All my dogs are Valentine's. You kidding me? I've never had a Valentine. I never had a Valentine that walks upright, Doug.
Good for you, Warren. Warren Eckstein. Check out thepetshow.com. 59
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.